The Ascendant's sacrifice saved the Abyss, the Saurians, Markhol. Typhon was no more, and the fires of the Abyss began to die. The rivers of magma cooled, and Typhon's creatures receded from Upper Erebus and beyond. The factions mourned the Ascendant's loss in their own way. They honored the hero from another world who had died to save theirs. The tragic loss of the expedition, now avenged, caused the dwarves to renew their efforts to complete the great work, a grand design intended to harness the primal forces of nature, which would begin in the volcano of the Abyss itself. Yet the death of Typhon seemed to render the volcano inert, and the dwarves found no success as they sought to plumb the volcano's depths. With their brothers and sisters who perished in the Abyss laid to rest, the Deep Elves turned their sights to safeguarding their realms from further dangers. Yet even though the Ascendant, champion of the Abyss, provided an ideal to live up to, the Elves took up sides in the meaning of the Ascendant's sacrifice, and a schism began to occur. When their spiteful creator returned to enslave them with magics, this division amongst the Elves prevented them combating their foe as one, and what might have been the Elves' proudest moment became a long, bloody war that lasts to this day. The shamblers of the Hive Mind, who never spoke except to their Saurian mediators, gave a single word, remembrance, to the people of Markhol. It felt like a form of farewell, or a warning. Reshirak, for reasons he would not speak to me, refused to train any more heroes. The Ascendant, my protege, was to be his last. The memoriam was given to another, then abandoned. One day Reshirak vanished. It was believed he had gone to join the Thonians, as if he found dwelling there easier than the Markhol that now was. As for Alita, she disappeared for parts unknown. The day before she left, the shrine of the Ascendant I had ordered erected in Markhol was broken into, and a statue depicting me was left shattered on the shrine there, as if struck repeatedly by a hammer. I tried to seek her out, but she had covered her tracks well. And I, Kabyrus, my efforts, undermined by the infighting amongst the factions so long ago, the distrust, these obstacles were now wiped away. I was the one who had guided the Ascendant, saved the Abyss. Who was I to be denied? The factions who fought me before now obeyed me, as they should. So, I rekindled my efforts to build in the Stygian Abyss. To rebuild my utopia.